God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You, yes, yes, yes. Even you who got up out of your slumber, you who woke up and said, man, it's time to call in. You who nodded off and then woke back up again to call in. Welcome. Welcome once again. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day absolutely will transform your life. Give God just a moment of time, not even 15 minutes, just a moment of time. And I promise you, that's enough time for him to change the script, for him to flip things, for him to turn and change your life. Let's pray. God, we love you today and we bless you. We thank you, God, for another day in this life's journey. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you, God, for giving us a mind to wake up this morning, and not just giving us a mind, but giving us a right mind, a mind that's a cognitive thinking mind. God, there are some that woke up this morning and they're not here right now to be able to tell the story. But God, not only are we able to tell the story, we're able to remember the story, and we're able to give you glory and honor for bringing us through the story. God, we thank you today. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to assemble to hear your word, the word that's been keeping us, the word that has been sustaining us, the word that's been strengthening us. Now, God, we came to get a little bit more strength. We came to get a little bit more power. We came to get a little bit more understanding. And God, we know that you won't let us down. So God, we pray even now that as your word goes forth, God, that we would hear you. God, that we would heed you. God, that we would acknowledge that you're speaking to us, not anybody else, but to us. And God, we'll be so careful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise that it is so aptly due. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we just thank God for each and every one of you that the Lord awoken from your slumber to dial in this morning. We're going to go to the Old Testament, the book of Ruth, the book of Ruth. And we're going to start at the first chapter and the first verse. Ruth, the first chapter and the first, starting at the first verse. And we're going to read from the New American Standard Bible. It reads as follows. Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem in Judah. Now they entered into the land of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They took for themselves Moabite women as wives. The name of one was Orpha, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they lived there about 10 years. And then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and the woman was bereft because of her two children and her husband. Excuse me. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the land of Moab. For she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food. So she departed from the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-laws were with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, but we will surely return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Have I sons yet in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Return, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I had hope, if I should even have a husband tonight and also bear sons? Would you therefore wait until they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is harder for me than it is for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me." And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me." When she saw she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. Thus read the first 18 verses of the first chapter of Ruth, and God's word is blessed. With the few minutes that I have left, I want to just speak to you from this title. Don't leave too soon. Don't leave too soon. You all, we just got to be honest and we got to be frank. When life starts breaking apart, the first instinct that we have is to get out. Get out of the job. Get out of the relationship. Get out of the pressure. Get out of the pain. You all, Naomi understood that feeling. She left Bethlehem during a famine, lost her husband, buried her sons. She was tired. She was bitter. You all, she was done. So Naomi did what most of us do. She started heading back to what was familiar, thinking maybe at least she could die in peace. But you all, here's the rub. She didn't realize that legacy was walking right beside her the whole time. Ruth didn't leave. Even when she was told she could, she stayed right there. And you all believe the Lord is saying to us in this moment, don't leave too soon. Because what feels like an ending might just be where God's promise is about to sprout up out of the dirt. Let's talk about this. The first thing that this scripture, this passage tells us is that famine can fool you. Yeah, famine can fool you. You know, famine. When everything was flowing, everything's good, everything's of abundance, you have great supply, and then it dries up. You are famine will have you questioning everything. Your decisions, your directions, it'll even have you questioning God. Amalek moved his family to Moab to escape famine, to escape lack. But what looked like relief turned into heartbreak. You all, they left thinking that they were coming into a place that was going to sustain. But in fact, Naomi felt like she lost even more. You all, don't let famine fool you into abandoning your field. Some of us are right on the edge of walking out of a place that God still plans to bless you in. Just because it's dry right now doesn't mean God's done with it. And it doesn't mean God is done with you. So before you leave it, you got to ask, is it a famine or is it God testing my faith? Not only will famine fool you, but bitterness can block your view. You all, Naomi hears that the Lord is blessing Bethlehem again. So what does she do? She decides to go back. But check this. She tells Ruth and Orpah, you need to go back to your mother's houses. You need to go back home. Naomi couldn't see any good in her future. So she not only started speaking death over her future, she started speaking death over everybody else's too. Because that's what bitterness does. It blinds you to what's still possible. It will make you curse. Hear me now. It'll make you curse what God is still trying to cultivate. But Ruth had vision that Naomi didn't. She could see beyond what was in front of her. She wasn't moved by Naomi's pain. She was moved by her purpose. Let me be clear now. Don't walk away because somebody else is weary. Help me. Hear me now. Just because somebody else is tired doesn't mean your time is up. And don't you quit because you can't see what God is about to show you. Let me keep going because I'm almost done. You all, not only will famine fool you, not only will bitterness block your view, but you all, staying can shift everything. Ruth said point blank, I'm not going anywhere. And she wasn't saying it to be defiant. And she wasn't even saying it because Naomi had anything to offer. Because we already heard the story. Naomi didn't. But Ruth saw something else. She saw something deeper. She saw beyond what was going on in the present. And Ruth said this. And we've heard it before, but I want to read it again in our hearing because it shows Ruth's ability to see beyond what was presently in front of her. Where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people, whom she had never met before, shall be my people. And Naomi, your God is going to be my God. And where you die, I will die. And even in death, I won't leave you. Because she says, and there I will be buried. And she says all this, follows up and says, may the Lord do to me and worse, if anything but death parts you and me. In other words, if I allow anything to cause me to leave you, let God do worse to me than death. See that right there? See, that's where things changed. That's when things shifted. That's where things turned. That's where destiny turned the page, even for Naomi. Ruth's refusal to leave Naomi opened the door to legacy. And because she stayed, because I don't think you understand what I mean by legacy. Because she stayed, Ruth became the great-grandmother of David. Are you catching it now? She became a part of the lineage of Christ. Are you getting it now? Let that settle in with you. The blessing was not in the leaving. It was in the staying. My God, regardless of how difficult it became, it was in the staying. Somebody on this call right now, somebody who's listening to this recording later on, is on the edge of walking away from ministry, walking away from your dreams, walking away from your marriage, the person, walking away from the assignment that God has placed in front of you. But here's your word. Here's your word this morning. Here's your word for the rest of the week. Here's your word for the rest of the year. Don't leave too soon. Don't you dare forfeit that field just because it hasn't produced fruit yet. You may be one decision away from divine favor breaking open. Before you go, you ask God, are you still here? Are you still in it? And if he is, you better stay. And not just stay. You better watch him work. Why? Because you don't want to leave too soon. Abandon the assignment, the relationship, or the road just because you're uncomfortable. God may be setting up your legacy right when you're tempted to walk away. Let's pray. God of the impeccable timing, we got to be honest. Sometimes it's hard for us to stay when things seem so hard, when it seems empty, when it seems like the well is dried up. But God, we got to trust that you're still working on our behalf, even in the dry seasons. God, give us the faith to stand when everything else says run. Help us to have Ruth's resolve. Help us to have your reassurance. And help us to not miss the blessing by walking out too early. Be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.